Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Have you ever been in a situation where you need to search something on the internet, but it's kind of embarrassing and you don't want people to ever find out what you're searching for? It might be like a medical thing or a personal thing or whatever. I don't know what you're up to. And you might be thinking to yourself, look, I can just go into incognito mode. But let me tell you something. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browser history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why. Even when I'm at home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Now, most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on because it runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is also available on all your devices. We're talking phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you to not be using it. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet, and get an extra 3 months free on a 1 year package. That's expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet. expressvpn.com/weeklyplanet to learn more. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back to Caravan of Garbage. This is some of my favorite Caravan of Garbages because Mason has to watch old Disney films and then be yelled at if he doesn't like them.
Yes.
I love it.
Are you doing the yelling?
No, I'm fine. Okay. I'm happy that it's not about...
Do you think anybody yelled at me?
I'm here to open a dialogue.
Oh, I see. Do you think anybody yelled at me for not liking Dumbo?
No, but Mason, we're getting into the thick of it now.
Okay, oh, so, hello. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
This is the pointy end of the Disney canon, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, we could have gone anywhere in the Aladdin universe. We could have done any of the sequels or the TV series that ran for quite a long time,
yes,
et cetera and so forth, Kingdom Heart games. But no, the original Aladdin from 1992, a Disney classic. People love this movie. It's beloved. People love it. They can't stop loving it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was good. Sucked in, idiot. I watched it and I enjoyed it. Had a good, fun time with it.
First impressions.
That's deflated you, hasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Thought I'd hate it.
I might actually not like it as much as you, which means I'll get...
The tables have turned.
So first impressions, though, like it opens, you know, over Agrabah or whatever, and you see this expansive Middle Eastern world.
Yep.
How did you feel about that? The opening song, the palace, the little Robin Williams man... Explaining the story.
That's interesting, I found initially, because the little Robin Williams man is not the genie.
Well, that's the thing,
Mason. He's got two roles in this, but he is the genie.
Well, okay.
We never get any payoff at the end where he's like, surprise, I was the genie the whole time.
I was going to do this later, but sure, I'll do it now.
Okay, good.
The idea was that it was revealed that is the genie at the end, and he's gone on to be free, and this is one of the forms that he has chosen or whatever.
Yeah, right.
That was changed, but it has been confirmed by the directors that is still supposed to be the genie.
Yeah, right.
So there you go.
Okay, that's
fine. Also heard the theory that Aladdin is a post-apocalyptic universe because all the references are things that haven't happened yet.
Yes, I think
They're talking about Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Peter Lorre.
Yeah, exactly.
Peter Lorre?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
He's dead. It doesn't
matter. Rodney Dangerfield.
It doesn't matter. He's dead.
I can pronounce that one.
That one you can do.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to... I think
you're the one who's going to get a no respect from this review.
You might not be wrong. Do you want all the impersonations that Robin Williams does in order?
Yes.
Some of these are so timely. I mean...
Look, one, it's just for the adults watching. That's
100%.
It. 100%. And two, you could just say... It's like the... Remember that Peter Pan movie?
Yeah. Which one?
The last one, the most recent one.
That was a horrible film, Mason.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you bring that up?
Because the delightful Hubert Jackman's in it, and also because the villains were from out of time.
Yeah.
So that's why they knew Nirvana songs, because they were from beyond time.
Yeah, right.
But this is the same thing with the genie. He exists in all space and time. That's why
maybe Kurt Cobain was in that universe and he got that new sound he was looking for from the Peter Pan.
Are you saying that he was an orphan in like the 19th century and then he came to the modern era?
Yeah, he escaped in the late 80s. Yeah,
yeah, right. Never mind, never land.
Exactly.
Whoa,
that's all
blown.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Impersonations: Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ed Sullivan, Groucho Marx, William F. Buckley.
What is he, Arnold?
He has muscles. He's like, look at my muscles.
Oh, okay, right. It's in the intro song. It's in the intro song.
Senor Wences.
I don't know who that is.
I looked up. He's a ventriloquist. Robert De Niro, Carol Channing.
Nothing, I don't know. I just like a Carol Channing reference.
Arsenio Hall, Walter Brennan.
Oh, doesn't have Arsenio Hall, yeah. Uh-huh.
Walter Brennan, Mary Hart, Ethel Merman, Rodney Dangerfield, Jack Nicholson, Peter Lorre, and Alec Guinness. Where was the Alec Guinness?
I don't know, but I don't think it wasn't Obi-Wan. Obviously Kenobi.
Obviously not.
It was like,
might have been Bridge Over River Kwai.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It might have been
one of the roles he liked.
Might have been when he was in Oliver.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Or whatever. What did you think about the musical numbers of this in general? I mean, we can go through a few as we go, but were there any standout stuff?
I liked I quite liked the intro song.
Aladdin's Getting Away or the Follow Me to a Place.
Yeah, that's the first one from the first one from the little man who is the genie. That was quite good.
There's some controversy around that because there's a line, and I don't have it in front of me.
Is it because everything in it is a stereotype?
Pretty
is
much. Well, they say like it's something like it's a terrible place, but it's home or whatever. Yeah, and that was changed in other countries because they're like, well, we can't say that because we live in countries surrounding this area.
Wait, so is Agrabah a real place?
No, I don't believe so. Or it is.
Cool.
It may have been at some point.
Nobody comes to this for facts.
Definitely not, yeah. Uh-huh. I can quickly Google that, though.
If you could.
Well, Agrabah, the city of mystery and enchantment, is meant to be located near the Jordan River. The Sultan's Palace at the center of Agrabah bears more of a passing resemblance to the Taj Mahal.
All right, then.
So, no.
Okay, then, cool.
It would seem.
Nice, all right. But I like that intro. You know what? To me, I liked all the musical numbers, I think, up until... I was enjoying the whole movie up until the introduction of the genie. And then then it's kind of a bit, I enjoyed the movie all the way through, but it took me a minute to adjust to the genie because he's peak Robin Williams.
It takes
a
left turn.
He does take a left turn, doesn't he? Yeah. I'm like, this is quite charming and it's a fun little.
You like the characters?
It's a fun little romance and whatever. Yeah. And then it's like, boom.
Jack Nicholson.
Schwarzenegger.
Well,
Carol Channing. Hello, Dolly.
He went so off script for a lot of this. Apparently, there's 16 hours of material they have.
Oh, my God.
And it surprises me. And maybe they looked into it that they didn't try and use some of this stuff and just go, can we recreate Robin Williams for the new live action one?
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that was not considered.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, they could have done fresh jokes.
Yeah, absolutely.
For 8 more movies.
Yes.
We wouldn't have known.
The thing is, there is some controversy surrounding Robin Williams in this part, which I'll get to towards the end, because it's kind of an interesting story of how he came to it and what it ended up being.
He forced his way in at gunpoint.
He certainly did.
He found Walt Disney's head.
Yes.
And he took it out of the fridge and he's like, I'm going to put this in an oven. I'm going to heat this baby right up to melting point if you don't.
You know what musical number I love in this?
Yes.
The introduction of Aladdin, where he's running from the guards and, you know.
You know what else was jarring? The voice of Aladdin.
Why?
Because I'd never heard the character speak before.
It's Steve from Full House. DJ's boyfriend.
All right.
You're not familiar with him?
Not really.
You're familiar with him.
I'm sure I would if I saw a picture.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I always assumed he would have a Middle Eastern accent.
Okay, no.
And no, he doesn't.
What are you thinking,
Mason?
He's just
from California.
It's 1992.
Yeah, you're right. What was I thinking?
It's not 2019's Guy Ritchie's Aladdin, Mason,
which we haven't seen yet.
But no, one of my favorite jokes in this movie is where the monkey gets a sword and the guards are like, he's got a sword, and then they realize they've all got swords.
Yeah.
A lot of little stuff in this which I quite like. Here's something I don't understand, though. When Jafar, when they capture Aladdin.
Yes.
Because, you know, we don't need to recap the story, do we?
Everyone's seen Aladdin.
Even you have seen it now at this point.
Everyone's seen Aladdin at this point. We've done it. Ta-da.
So Jafar needs the diamond in the rough to get into the Cave of Wonders, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes down to the Aladdin in the dungeon and he disguises himself as an old man.
I like that old man character. I like that old man. I'm like, he just slinks out of the darkness. Yeah. I'm like, this guy's pretty cool.
And the birds, the hump on his back or whatever. But I
also like Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't
He's very restrained.
I mean, next like to not... Rob, I think you're comparing him to Robin Williams.
No, I'm comparing him to Gilbert Gottfried in real life.
Oh, just regular.
I think they were like, we want an outrageously cartoonish bird character, Gilbert Gottfried. So if you could dial it down to about a 4, you know, the Gilbert Gottfried level, you're always at 10. Bring it down to 4 if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, a few steps below Problem Child, which you're probably in from memory. Yeah, I don't understand why he's doing the disguise. I mean, he's only going to murder this kid anyway. What does it matter? Why does he do? He could just be like, yeah, I work at the palace. Let's go get this thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway. It's all fun and games, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's whimsical characters and adventures.
Because Jafar's like a real big dude.
So?
So the little old man needs help lifting stuff. Did you rewatch this or you just...
No, I did rewatch it. But no, he could just say, I'm old and I need help lifting stuff.
He looks big,
it's like
though,
moving a couch. You just grab another guy. You don't. It doesn't matter how big you are. You need someone else to maneuver it through a
He's
doorway.
He's got very well manicured fingers, I guess. Yeah, he could be like, I don't want my manicure rope to be ruined.
Exactly. You know? Look, I'm not taking my robes off, all right? We're doing this. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, this is something that I think it was... They were doing a lot at the time. They tinkered with it a little bit in like Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid.
Sort of CGI stuff.
It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right.
Some of it looks great.
Yes.
Some of it is a bit jarring.
Uh-huh.
There's a bit where he's flying the carpet through the cave as it's exploding, and it looks really good in some parts, but there's a bit where he's going to hit a wall and it goes down and you get up close to the wall and it's a bit kind of, it's a little bit wonky. Do you disagree with
me on
that?
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
There's a bit where the cave itself collapses, it sort of shrinks down to nothingness.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good and then it doesn't.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's like people, isn't it?
Yeah.
They look pretty good until they don't.
Until they don't, exactly.
And every old person looks the same.
Yes.
But you know what is an interesting CGI thing in this?
What's
the
that?
Carpet itself is hand-drawn,
yes,
but the pattern is 3D.
Oh.
So they, instead of redrawing that every time, because it's quite an intricate pattern, it's got lamps in the corner and things like that.
Yeah, right.
Instead of having to do that, like it's an impossible hand-drawn animation task.
Yes.
They took this kind of shortcut, and you don't really notice for
a
lot of it.
I didn't notice it.
Do you know, Mason,
yes,
how they got Robin Williams to come on board this film? I mean, you had your own theory, the frozen head in the oven.
Oh, yeah. I'd already forgotten that. I was going to say cocaine. The trail of cocaine.
Was he doing that at that point?
I don't know
if he was. I think he was off that.
Oh, good for him.
I think it was also around the time, it was in between him filming Toys and Hook, I think. It was around that era.
Oh, yeah, right.
So he was
kind of doing
this in between that.
Right, okay.
But they, the way they convinced him to do it is they took some of his stand-up and they animated it as the genie.
Oh,
and you can find this online. It's...
Mm-hmm.
It's quite interesting, and so he loved that so much that he's like, absolutely, I'll do it. With conditions.
Yes.
Which we'll get back to.
Oh, hello.
Because they broke those conditions. Oh, Mason, I forgot to mention they cut some of the genie's imitations. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes, please.
John Wayne.
All right, okay.
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, hello.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Yeah, Dr. Ruth. I think she was like a TV therapist or something.
Great.
Dr. Ruth, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all you have?
That's all I've got.
Okay, right.
Did you want more interesting impersonations?
Yes!
They cut the Masons and they're not going to be interesting, are they?
That's true. You're right.
It amazes me that John Wayne didn't get it there, though.
Yeah.
The Prince Ali segment where they introduce him, that big musical number,
uh-huh,
is fantastic, I feel. And A Whole New World, it's a classic love song
for
the ages.
Mm-hmm.
Little known fact, that's not how the Sphinx's nose... That's not what happened to it. It's not a real event in time, in history.
It's not how it came off.
No. Oblix broke it off.
Oh, that's how it happened, right.
In Asterix and Oblix.
Apparently it's vandalism.
It didn't just disintegrate over time?
No, vandalism.
Who did it?
Vandals.
There's also...
But like religious vandals.
Right.
Because you depower the god. If you like cut their ears off or their mouth or their nose,
right,
you take away some element of their power.
I remember there being a rumor when I was a kid, before anybody had the internet, that Napoleon shot it off with a cannon.
Oh, cool.
But that doesn't seem likely. What do you think?
Probably how it happened in Aladdin.
Yeah, probably. Jafar's a great villain, right?
Agreed.
You must have loved when he turned into a snake.
I did love when he turned into
a
snake.
I knew you did, Mason. Mm-hmm. I think the back end of this movie...
Because he himself is a snake.
Exactly.
Metaphorically, but then he becomes a snake literally. You know?
I feel, though, the back end of this movie isn't as strong as... I think the final act isn't that interesting.
It kind of... The final act is kind of by the numbers a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, okay, what if he becomes... He gets the genie and then what if he becomes a big monster? What if he becomes an even bigger monster? Now it's the end.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes.
It's just a bit of a running around about in the throne room and everyone's just shooting magic at each other or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Who's your favorite character in this movie?
Maybe the bird.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, nice.
I don't know. What about you?
I like Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, right.
She's got a lot of sass. hasn't taken any guff.
Well, originally she had more to do. She was going to get herself out of the hourglass, use the hairpin, like
cut around. Okay, cut cool.
Cut out the glass.
Why was that changed, I wonder?
I think it was an animation thing and they just went, Aladdin can rush in. But apparently they hated doing it. They're like, we'd rather get her out by herself, but
yeah, right. Okay.
We're doing it this way.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, she is one of the most beloved Disney princesses.
Yeah, cool.
And also probably the first Middle Eastern Disney princess?
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
I say probably, certainly, yeah. Uh-huh. Like, a lot of the stuff, like the casting, you wouldn't do today, but it still did break a lot of ground in terms of, like, looking at a slightly different culture.
Yes, for
which
sure,
which they
yeah.
didn't really do at yeah, the time. But uh-huh. I know it butchers a lot of it, uh-huh. but it did take some steps forward in that way.
Yeah, but it's not, like, it's not an outright just endless parade of horrific stereotypes no, at the very not. Least, you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. This is what I think, though.
Oh, here we go.
I think Jafar is obsessed with muscles, and I'll tell you why.
Because when he becomes the genie, he's got big old muscles?
That is definitely an element of
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
But I feel like the genie kind of adapts to your personality or what you need to see.
Okay.
Because when Aladdin gets him, he's wacky and he's like, look at me, I'm Jack Nicholson, your favorite actor, Aladdin.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
Right? But Jafar gets him and he's this...
And he realizes it isn't as good as it gets.
That's right. But the genie is this giant, hulking, muscular
I see.
Force. And then when he himself becomes a genie, he's like muscles, big old muscles for myself.
Like in The Mask.
Exactly
when
like
Jim
in The
Carrey
Mask.
When Jim Carrey gets the mask.
That's right.
He's all wacky. But then when Dorian, evil villain of The Mask, gets the mask.
Nobody
becomes,
remembers the name of the
just
villain
me,
the
I'm
mask.
The only one, not even the actor who played him.
Yeah, so there you go. But look, before we get to that Robin Williams stuff,
yes.
I don't think it's great. Uh-huh. I think it's good.
Yeah, right.
Up to a point.
Yeah, right.
And it's...
Then it's a bit rote.
It's a bit rote, yeah.
Okay.
Do you disagree with
no,
me
No, I
on
don't
that?
Disagree with that, but yeah. I had a fun magic carpet ride the whole way through.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Mason, this hasn't gone how I wanted it. Because I wanted everybody to attack you endlessly. Yeah.
You know why I like this one more? Probably because it's got human characters in it.
Oh, right.
It's got human characters and some, like, animal sidekicks.
Also, if you're only comparing this to Dumbo,
right,
I
yes.
mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's no comparison there.
I feel you should have ended with Dumbo.
Yeah.
Look, you right. still have time.
Yeah.
What I would recommend, because we're going to do all the Disney movies, is try and scale them in a way that will annoy me the most. I feel you know me well enough.
Yeah.
If you could do that, you could just go, okay, what's going to aggravate him the most?
Well, the next one will have to be Lion King.
That's going to aggravate me a lot.
You reckon?
Because it's so, I mean, it's got Timon and Pumbaa, right?
You haven't seen it, though. How do you know?
Because it just looks so earnest, and I hate that.
It's not just earnest.
I know it's got the silly boys in
it. You want a bird character? You like your bird characters, Mason?
I think I've had my fill of bird characters after Aladdin, thank you.
Fun fact, though, the bird character was initially going to be, like, British and butler-like, and Jafar was going to be, like, a slithering, annoying idiot.
Yeah, right.
And they reversed it.
They black-added it. Yeah.
Funnily enough, Black-Adder himself plays the bird in bloody...
Oh, in The Lion King, right. Yeah, well, that's interesting. And you know what I did like? Is I like the camaraderie between... Jafar and Iago.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm like
they're mates.
I'm like, how did these guys get mixed up together? And I'm like, well, they're both pricks. That's why they get along. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, that's not incorrect. Okay, so here we go. Robin Williams provided the voice for the genie at Union Scale, which was the lowest legal pay rate a studio can give an actor. And the reason he wanted to do this is because he had young kids at the time, and he's like, I'm going to make something they can see.
Yeah,
and
right.
They don't want to watch Popeye, obviously.
No, right?
Yeah.
Every copy was burned.
That's right. On the proviso, though, his voice was not to be used for merchandising, i.e. toys and such, and that the genie character would not take up more than 25% of the space on the poster or the billboards or the trailer or anything like that.
Right.
This is from IMDb, I believe. Ooh. When these wishes were not granted, he withdrew his support for Disney and the film. So I don't know whether you've seen the follow-up sequels to this movie. Mason.
But Return it's all genie all the time?
Return of Jafar and the King of Thieves.
No, I haven't.
He doesn't come back to the sequel for the sequel. They got Dan...
Castellaneta,
that's
Homer
right.
Simpson himself.
That's right, filled in the voice. He also did the TV series. And then in an attempt to get Robin Williams back on good terms, Walt Disney CEO Michael Eisner apologized and gave him an original Pablo Picasso painting. And still
of the genie?
Yes, that's right.
We've used our technology to bring Picasso back from the dead. And he's made this genie, then we've turned it back to dust.
But he still felt angry and betrayed, and he wouldn't accept the gift. It was not until Disney chairman Jeff Katzenberg was fired and replaced by Joe Roth that Williams returned, and a public apology was given. Promises to right the wrongs were kept, and Williams was so touched that he reprised the role for the genie in the third movie, Aladdin, the King of Thieves.
Oh. Which one is the one that has Aladdin's deadbeat dad in it?
Three.
That's three, okay. Yeah. Right.
And they
okay.
actually reference the King of Thieves in the original.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you bloody go. Right. Also, this is great for Dan Castellaneta.
Yes.
Disney was so thrilled that they threw out the previously completed recording sessions for part three. So they'd already done it. They went, too bad.
Yeah, that's right.
Go back to the Simpsons, idiot, they said.
That's right. So enjoy your $1 million an episode, you dumbass.
So there you go. That's Aladdin. Mason didn't hate it, and I also continue not to hate it, though I don't think it's amazing.
Huh.
Oh, another thing.
Yes.
Originally,
yes.
I'm just throwing things out there.
I love a fact.
Will this make it in?
Hit me with a fact.
They modeled originally Aladdin off Michael J. Fox, and they're like, it's not sexy enough. We need to get sexier. Mm-hmm. So they went Tom
Bigger
Cruise.
Bigger pants.
Bigger pants. Well, they're based off MC Hammer.
Tom Cruise makes sense.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because he's got that hair.
He was the sexiest man at the time, and he continues to be.
Yeah. Got that nose, you know? He
certainly does.
Mm, good stuff.
I would argue that Michael J. Fox, though, equally sexy. That's all I'm saying.
Huh.
Mm. That's the end.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, look, it's Caravan of Garbage. It's every week. What do you got?
I've really taken the wind out of your sails, haven't I, with liking a thing.
Mason, I hate you.
I know you do. Yes. I'll take it.
This show wasn't supposed to be about that.
That's right.
We do Caravan of Garbage every Tuesday, but we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows.
Yes.
We recently have an episode on Aladdin, the live action one. What do we think of that one? How does it stack up, if at all? Will Smith's genie. Has it got what it takes?
Yes.
How many impressions does he do of Jack Nicholson?
Is it a whole new world or is it the same movie? Scene by scene.
You know more than us than when we recorded this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. Wait. Grab that lamp.
What?
Lamp?
I don't know.
Like a lamp. Like a magic lamp. You'd grab a lamp.
Like, like next to your bed?
No, like a magic lamp.
They just plug into the wall.
No, like a... Like a... Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Grab that lamp.
Oh! I like it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.